This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, saving your day from boredom with the best podcasting entertainment.
What's up, everybody? Ricky Widmer here, along with fellow man-child Johnny Carlin.
You have to find all seven Dragon Balls, Ricky!
What happened? And this is off camera, we did this.
Yeah.
The Dragon Balls, as you did that, just fell again.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Just across
the
room.
They fell everywhere across the room. The floor. We got to find the Dragon Balls.
Yes, we do.
We got to find them.
I think we already did that.
But the thing that I noticed also, and this is, I'm glad you did the King Kai that I told you to start the show. It's kind of Mr. Meeseeks.
Hoo-wee! Yeah, it is, Ricky! We can go, and it's me, Mr. Hook.
They're all the same.
Sorry, it's Captain Hook.
Speaking of Hook, you know what I learned this weekend?
Yeah.
That Hook actually has a bad Rotten Tomato score.
Really?
Which I found interesting because I love that movie. Maybe it was because I was a kid.
Maybe, but
I loved it. It has a Rotten Tomato score of a 29%.
Well, what's the fan one?
76.
Well, I'll go with the fan one because that's what matters.
Yeah, it's a 29 Rotten Tomato score. I saw that on a video this weekend. I'm like, what? I like that movie. But welcome into the Rick and Johnny podcast right here on Most Valuable Podcast, where we talk about movies, superheroes, any topic under the nerdy suns or nerdy moons?
Suns. There's two suns setting in the sky.
Okay, that's right. I couldn't remember if it was suns or moons.
Suns.
One day I will get that reference 100% correctly.
Yeah, someday. Someday.
So under the nerdy suns, we talk about everything nerdy under those suns each and every week for you guys. We got a jam-packed show. Before I get into those topics, got some quick housekeeping for you. Number one, if you like what we're doing, want to help us out, get rewarded for helping us, go check out patreon.com/mostvalpodcast. Also, go on Apple iTunes and our Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Give the Rick and Johnny Podcast a 5-star rating. Most Valuable Podcast is where you're going to catch MVP each and every day. And then last but not least, if you want a cool MVP t-shirt like Mark was wearing earlier this week on a podcast, go and check out the store link down below in the description. Johnny, jam-packed show today.
Yes.
Got our typical. We're making our sandwich.
Sandwich, today. Another sandwich.
We love sandwiches here.
We do. I mean,
we're making the DC Marvel sandwich, where we've got two Marvel topics with a DC topic right in between.
DC's the ham right in the middle of the sandwich.
Ham and turkey.
Ham and turkey.
Well, I like turkey. You like ham. I like turkey.
I just picked a generic meat, but turkey works for me. I do turkey.
I'm more of a turkey guy.
Let's go turkey then.
Unless it's Crocus ham. I really like Crocus ham.
Crocus ham is nice, and like Thanksgiving
ham
too.
That nice Polish ham. That's what I really like. But enough about meats. Talking Hawkeye today in Avengers Infinity War. Getting our first impressions of the Titans TV series. We get our first look at Beast Boy, Raven, and Starfire. Going to let us know what we think about those. And then last but not least, going to dive into some news that Elizabeth Olsen would love to have a Scarlet Witch House of M movie. So we're going to talk about that
to end out
the show. Also, if you have not already, go check out our Rampage review. That is also up this week. The next one we are doing next week is Super Troopers before Avengers. I almost said Avengers.
Avengers. That's
at
weird.
The end of this month. But Johnny, housekeeping over.
Yes.
A little bit of a longer kind of intro for this one. But so with Hawkeye, reason why we're talking about him today is the Russos have been doing interviews, obviously. And in an interview with Joe.ie, the Russo brothers had this little exchange where Anthony Russo goes, all will be revealed. And then Joe Russo says, we keep saying patience is a virtue. We did not forget the twice nominated Jeremy Renner. We just cooked up a story for him that is a little bit of a long play, not a short play. So, Johnny, my question for you is, Hawkeye, what's going to be his role in Avengers Infinity War? Because we haven't really seen Hawkeye at all. None of the trailers have him in it, if I'm not mistaken.
None that I've seen.
None of the TV spots have shown Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye. What are you thinking Hawkeye's role is going to be when we get to Infinity War in 2 weeks?
I'm trying to think what it could be because, I mean, we read Infinity Wars on another, or Infinity Gauntlet on another podcast. And technically in that one, he disappears.
He's dead.
He's gone. Yeah. So honestly,
spoilers for Infinity Gauntlet.
Oops.
I mean, it's, yeah, I wouldn't say it's a big, he's one of the heroes in that when Thanos snaps the finger, he vanishes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think the what his pivotal role can, or not pivotal, but the his long game role can be. And my guess is they're holding him, holding on to him to have him do something like a surprise attack on Thanos of some sort.
Because I mean the.
He's got best aim.
The last by far. The last movie that we saw him in was Civil War, correct?
Yes.
That was the last one we saw him in when him and Scarlet Witch were or not Scarlet Witch, Black Widow.
Him, Scarlet Witch, and Black Widow.
Yeah, but I was thinking him and Black Widow were on different sides, and I remember the like, oh, you're gonna hit me, you're gonna pull your punches. Like they weren't going 100%.
No, they weren't
at each other. They didn't want to fight each other.
And then you had Scarlet Witch just throw Widow, and she said, you're pulling your punches.
Yeah, that too. And we also see him from Age of Ultron with the whole family kind of scene that he had, the numb or tired.
Oh, she's an agent. Living with my... Those are mini agents.
Yes, agents and mini agents. So the thing that I'm thinking in my head, and I don't know if this is going to be true, but I'm going to throw it out there for discussion. Do you think there's a long... like? Is it a long play with his story general to him, or could it be something to where it's like, hey, we got to find the Soul Stone before Thanos does? Somebody knows this. So he's off, like Nick Fury is like, hey, I'm going to send you on this secret mission to find this thing before they get to it, because not even like, Thanos is coming. It's more of a, if we don't find this thing and someone else does, we're done. Game over.
Yeah.
Could it be something like that where he's searched, like he's on a special mission to find the Soul Stone somewhere in the MCU, wherever it may be, because we don't know where it's going
to
be.
Yeah, I find that to be weird for him to be the one that put on that mission in some sense, just because, I mean, the espionage and everything that works out in his favor on that type of stuff, but you would think you'd send someone who's a little bit more powerful, not powerful in a sense, because you want everyone with top powers to be going up against Thanos. But I mean, the only reason, I mean, I can see him being one of the ones picked, but not like top of the list, because you want someone who can actually hold their own in many environments. Like he can up to a certain extent, but someone that could overpower him or not take any damage from his arrows might be a formidable foe for him.
How about the other theory that people have is in Avengers 4, Hawkeye will be no more and he will be Ronin. If they're going to introduce Ronin in Avengers 4, so Infinity War happens, Avengers 4, he's no longer Hawkeye, he is now Ronin.
You know what? Possibly he could become Ronin during part of it. I mean, all it is really for him then is a switch from arrows to swords. Maybe something along the lines in Infinity Wars that it's just like, hey, we need you to switch it up now. What I really hope is that nothing happens to his family.
Yeah.
Because that would be a little heartbreaking.
Like, I hope it's not something to where it's like, hey, we're going to kill off your family to kind of set the switch.
Yeah.
To just flip the switch to make you, like crazy.
Full out, like, arrow. Maybe he'll, like, be a combo. Because, what we did with Bucky in the end.
Yeah.
Spoilers if you haven't, for some reason, seen Black Panther.
Which apparently Sebastian Stan. He was surprised when he got to his part in Black Panther, because he didn't expect Bucky to be White Wolf.
Yeah.
Because with how Marvel does everything, thank you, Tom Holland,
surprise.
They don't know anything until they shoot it.
Yeah, you know what? I would say, you know what, that'd be one thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, if they kill off his family, he's like, grabs everything. Or maybe he goes back to life. Maybe he, like, they allude it as, oh, you became Hawkeye. I'm going back to being Ronin now. I'm going to pull the swords out and shit's going down.
It could happen that way. For me, this is one topic to where when they, like, I looked at it and I'm like, you know what, I want to talk about this because it's so interesting to what is he going to be?
Yeah.
But I just, in my head, I'm thinking, I don't know what this, like, Marvel's doing the Marvel thing.
Yeah.
Where it's, we're going to be very vague about everything.
You'll know when we want you to know.
Yeah, exactly. You'll know when we want you to know. It's kind of like, oh, I can't remember what it's from.
And now they can't. Oh, go ahead.
I can't remember what it's from, but it's like, but how will you, like, the one character goes to the other one, but how will I know that you need me? you'll know when I want you to know.
I forgot what that's from.
Or like, how will I know when to join the battle? And it's like, you'll know when, I'll tell you when, when you will know because I will tell you when.
It sounds familiar, but I can't remember.
Like, that's what we're, like, that's what we get from Marvel. Yeah. It's like, well, we will let you know when we want you to know. And the thing, like, this is more of an Avenger Infinity War thing in general, not just Hawkeye. This movie, because of the magnitude of it,
yeah,
can be fucked up so bad if one spoiler gets out.
Yeah, well, Ricky, remember, Thanos demands your silence.
Yeah, hashtag Thanos demands your silence. But, I mean, this is a movie where, like, no other movie has done this.
No.
To where it's like, we know nothing. Well, we know some stuff.
We know what
I said, it's what Marvel wants us to know,
yeah,
is what we know.
We know what Marvel wants us to know.
So, I mean, for me, when they go, oh, it's more of a long play, not a short play, I'm thinking, so he's not dying in Infinity War.
No, he's not.
Because the long play would mean he's in Avengers 4, am I wrong?
No, I would think that's what it would mean. My one guess is he'd be, we were talking about the Ronin thing, mm-hmm, and versus the Hawkeye thing, he'd be a little bit more useful as Hawkeye, because the one thing I can see be an impossibility is he goes to put the last Infinity Stone on,
mm-hmm,
arrow, whoom, knocks it out of the hand.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go into the stone,
mm-hmm,
or into the gauntlet.
Yeah, he just knocks the stone out of Thanos' hand.
Yeah.
That would probably be at the end of Infinity War, though, right?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, we don't know exactly how they're planning it, but the way they're describing Infinity War,
mm-hmm,
is it's going to tell us a lot about Thanos. So I'm thinking Thanos is not the protagonist, but he's the guy, like the main
antagonist
character. Yeah, he's the main character focal point,
yeah,
of the movie, though.
Oh, definitely.
And they've also described it as a heist movie, because obviously Thanos heist for, he's pulling the greatest heist of getting all the stones together,
yeah,
to get the gauntlet together.
Sends his generals out to get it.
I just, but Hawkeye, it's not one of those theories or one of those topics where it's like, yeah, this is what they're going to do and I know this. It's like, they could do so many different things.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I'm so confused because I think at some point he also takes a different role. You know how Ant-Man can grow to, mm-hmm, Giant-Man? I think he takes that role at once,
yeah,
once or twice in the comics. Mm-hmm. So it could even be that, for all we know.
It could. And I mean, with him,
will they? Maybe not, but that's a possibility.
I'm curious to see what you guys think.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking? Not just role, but like, what's his story going to be? Because, like, they could go in numerous different directions. They could do the family kill route. They can keep him Hawkeye the whole way through. They can have him change to Ronin at some point. Is it going to be, like, I don't want to say a redemption story, but could they pull a little bit of a redemption story, like, and pull back some of the things that we have seen from Age of Ultron, from Civil War, because he's been absent for quite some time.
Yes, he has.
He's been absent from quite some time for most of these movies.
Yeah, because during Civil War, initially it was, oh, is he going to sign the Accords? No, mm-hmm, he's retired. And then he comes back to help Cap.
Yeah.
So, at the end he gets freed by Cap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, well, he's been MIA since.
Yeah. Which I don't know. I don't know exactly what he is doing.
No, like, none of us do.
I want you guys, though. Tell me what you guys think. Well, tell us what you guys think down below in the comment section. What's going to be Hawkeye's role? What's his story going to be in these last two Avengers movies? Let us know what you think in that comment section. Let's move on, though, into our next topic, Johnny. And we're going into some DC, some DC TV. Well, their streaming service is the Titans TV show. Haven't talked about it in a while when we had the first look at Robin. What is he going to be? Dick Grayson, I believe that's the Robin they're going for.
Okay.
With this one. But
yeah,
we got some set photos released. We got a leak from Geek Vibes Nation on Twitter. But then also the Bad Petitions? Is that what it is? Whatever. The thing on Twitter says Teen Titans. Don't know if it's an actual Teen Titans account or not. Probably not, but it still is leaked. We get Starfire, we get Beast Boy, we get Raven.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys watching and listening, those pictures will be in the articles down below in the description so you guys can see them. Johnny, I want to start with the Raven Beast Boy picture first.
Yeah.
What's your first impressions of Beast Boy and Raven as we see them together? I don't know if this is actually shooting or them like on set, but just not on camera. Yeah, 'cause it looks like Raven's got a little cup there.
Yeah, that could be either hit or miss because we don't know what's going on in the shows exactly. Yeah. You know what? I'm not 100% like hating it and 100% loving it. I mean, to me,
you at first was hating on Beast Boy
a little bit. I was a little bit, but I did add that, you know what, I'm not opposed to it, but I prefer him with the green skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like the hair is like, okay, yeah, it's Beast Boy. That works for me. And then you pointed out, and I didn't think about it because I'm not used to as much DC stuff as are you.
Red and white.
I did forget that wasn't like what his suit looks like. I'm not opposed to it looking like an Adidas hoodie because he make it look like something someone normally could get.
Well, the red and white, it's interesting because if the cartoon was your only thing, you're thinking, well, why isn't it purple and black?
Yeah, very true.
But in the comics, he was very red and white.
I think even in one of the Teen Titan movies or something, like the cartoon movies.
That he went to the red white.
The red and white, yeah. It's one where he has a tail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, for me, I like that. Like,
I do too.
Beast Boy to me, I like the look. I'm not gonna.
I like the look.
Here's another thing though, and I don't mean to cut you off here. That we got to think about. These are photos linked from set.
Yeah.
We don't know what the CGI is.
Oh, exactly.
Be.
I agree.
We don't know what's gonna be going on with the, maybe they CGI his
face
green screen, well, his hands and everything.
Yeah.
They just CGI him green. And you might be saying, well, Ricky, if they were going to do that, wouldn't he have the CGI stuff,
the dots
on his face? I don't know how they're going to do it.
And again, the other part is we don't know what, if this is actually part of set or this is
They're on set.
Well, I'm just saying like part of the movie or just on set. That's what I'm saying.
We don't know if they're
in
front of camera here, but if they don't make his screen green, I'm not going to, like, Beast Boy, I'm not going to harp on it too much.
I'm not
going to
pitch a fit.
Because I like the outfit. I like how it's not, like, because I had this discussion with you off camera before we came into this podcast, was the one thing I had heard from some complaints was that, oh, you get, like, these big studios do TV, movies, and they do the costume so differently when you've got cosplayers on there on a shoestring budget doing better things. Here's the difference between those, and I don't want to disrespect either one of them because the cosplayer who goes out and does it on a shoestring budget, I love it. That's why whenever we go to Comic-Cons, I love asking people, hey, can I take a picture of your cosplay? Because the work that I know goes into it and just admiring that work that goes into it, but they're two vastly different things. Where the cosplay, you have an idea of, you know what, like, there are some that are like, I'm going to take this and put my own spin onto it.
Yeah.
But most times than not, I want that and I am replicating that. I am trying to replicate something and put it on myself. Whereas these movie and TV
studios,
they're
trying to put their own interpretation to it.
Exactly. It's always like a studio comes in, maybe like a Jeff Johns, hopefully, like a Kevin Feige. Hey, this is kind of like, this is the ballpark of what we're thinking. We're going to give you, though, a little bit of creative leeway here, though, with it.
And you know what? With these two, with Raven and Beast Boy, I'm not opposed to the creative changes.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you leave his skin normal and make him change into animals and they're all green, I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That's what happens. It's the one, like, drawback to being him being able to change into animals. They're all green.
Yeah.
So you know it's Beast Boy. It's not like he can do a ton of espionage with that.
So if he changes into a tiger and it's a regular tiger, then you're going to throw the hissy fit?
Not a hissy fit, but I'm going to say, come on. I'm going to be kind of, I'm going to be a little upset. I'm going to be, really, you guys couldn't, like, somewhat adapt to the cartoons.
We also don't know if they're going to change anything. And I know people, ooh, don't change anything. What if they change something where he's not green, but something happens in the TV show and then he is green?
That works for
me,
too.
And it's like, holy crap, now I got to live with being green?
Maybe.
What about Raven?
Raven? Now that I'm looking more and more at it.
Because there have been, like, the two people that fans have ridiculed the most for their look with these photos is Raven and Starfire.
We'll get to Starfire after this.
But Raven is the second one.
I'm not 100% opposed. Now I'm looking more and more at it because I'm thinking about it. She's kind of a gothy, grungy teenager. And now that I'm like thinking, now that I've got more of that mindset thinking about it, the blue hairs like becomes, oh, it's a statement. She's mm-hmm. like dyed part of her hair blue, but the black showing underneath, that kind of more so screams real world, does it not?
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it more, and yeah, maybe the stone will come eventually. That'll be with the Trigon story.
Yeah, the stone isn't going to be like, I know that.
Not till like the end, right?
Yeah, there were some people online that were like, well, why doesn't she have the stone in her head? The stone's not going to be there right away because for those of you who aren't familiar with it is so the stone, she trapped Trigon in the stone.
Yeah.
So if the Teen Titans TV show is going to be revolved around Trigon as the main villain, of course she's not going to have that until maybe the end, maybe not until season two, until they actually get to
she
traps Trigon. Because the whole thing is she traps him in the gem, and then like after that she can go full demon if she wanted to because kind of Trigon is with her because she's in the stone or something. Like that's the part where I get phasey on it, but I do know for sure that he's in the stone, not going to be there until he's trapped in there.
Which is fine with me.
I actually don't mind it. Like, I'm on the side of these two to where Beast Boy looking, like, comic-wise, the hair is kind of spot on. It's got that, like, kind of spiky, fro to it.
That, like, spiky that kind of, like, lays.
Yeah, and, like, with Raven,
to actually spike it.
I know that some people have been like, well, what about the... like blue hair, like why does she got blue hair? I don't mind the I'm not one of those people.
Blue, wasn't it?
It was blue. There was also like black. She had black hair. There's also gray hair. Raven. Like I think more people wanted the black haired Raven. That's what people want, is her to have black hair. They want her to have, and most of it, like I'm saying, it's going back to the old costumes of what they wanted. Yeah, so like I'm looking at pictures right now of Raven.
Yeah, a lot of them are black hair.
Most of them are black. Some of them have like a purple, bluish hair, but I don't really
mind
what they were going with Raven. The big one...
No, I want to add one thing before we move on to Starfire.
Because that's going to be the whole thing.
These are the liberties that I say are fine.
Yeah.
Change the hair up a little bit to kind of make it feel more... You want to take it from comic, make it feel more real worldish. I'm not completely opposed to making Beast Boy normal skin tone.
Yet again, with Raven also, we don't know what's going to be CGI'd.
Because exactly.
Think about it. When, like, I know this isn't until far down, until after she gets the stone, but in the cartoons and stuff, when she demons out, eyes turn red, she gets the...
pair of eyes.
She gets the eyes
like a
up
pair
here.
Of horns.
Yeah. Also, like, when she's,
red skin.
When she's using her powers, like in the cartoon, you would get that black and white, like... around, like that was her powers and her eyes would
Ezra
go
Ezra Ethmetrion Zinthos.
Yes. So, I mean, there's going to be CGI with her as well.
Yeah.
I want to give you the floor, though, because moving into the last one, which is Starfire, you, when you first saw it, are not a fan of the look that they've
done
for Starfire.
Still not a fan, no matter what you say.
Well, I'm giving you the floor. What do you think of the Starfire get-up?
You want to hear my exact
everything.
Words?
Everything. Go into it.
She looks like, as we read online, I cannot agree more. She looks like a tranny hooker.
Yeah, she looks like it. Like,
I'm sorry.
I didn't see it until you're like, why does she look like a hooker? And I went, she kind of does.
Well,
it does.
I'll describe the picture, but you can look at it in the
for our audio listeners.
So, she's got this very like fake, almost polyester looking dress.
Yeah,
she's got a
kind of like one that you might get at a Forever 21.
Yeah,
if those are still around.
they said velour or like a
thrift store boots.
Thrift store boots, like purple in color. Mm-hmm. She's got a fur coat on. She's got a fur coat on.
But not a mink fur coat.
No, like a shitty thrift store looking fur coat. And the hair, I mean, close to the color, I guess, but like, what's with the like curl, like the really tight curl for all of them?
I don't like
any of it. The costuming, it's horrible.
When it comes to the hair, that's the one part of this getup that I don't mind. I don't mind the color that they chose for the hair. I don't mind the style.
I don't mind
the
color. I don't like the style.
Like, and the style for me, would I have preferred what it looks like in the cartoons and the comics? Yes. But when it comes to the hair, that's the least of my worry. And well, also, honestly, and also the other thing to kind of play devil's advocate to you, and we've said this throughout.
Yeah.
We don't know what the story is at this point. We don't know what they're going to do with Starfire in general for this. So
that's true. That's
there's
true.
That as well. What? How are they going to play? Because the interesting thing with all this is because they're putting the Titans together, they got to string up the origin stories and make them tie together.
But I don't. The costume looks makes again like the, we've said it makes her look like a hooker in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've got no problem with the actress they picked or any of that. It's just someone in the costuming department needs to have like. Get hit in the head for a second, because I know you said you don't mind the hair, but I don't like uh-huh. it. Her, look at the other pictures of her normal hair.
Yeah, you want the long because like
the flow. Her the hair long, is really nice.
Flowing hair,
something
and, like,
along the lines of that.
And there's even some where like with her powers, where the hair goes back and it just kind of transforms into like a flame.
Yeah,
where
that's
it looks
fine
like
too.
That where
that would be the CGI-ing stuff.
I mean, the thing with Starfire, where she is going to be. She's going to be the most interesting one here because, first off, she is the most alien
yeah.
of all of these. Like, she doesn't come from Earth.
No.
The thing that is also interesting, the thing that kind of plays into it, and I don't remember if the cartoon dove into this. I'm looking right now. At her origin, I'll yeah. read a little bit. Maybe this plays in, like, I'm not trying to defend the decision.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out why they're making this decision. And the thing that I'm reading here that could play into it is, mm-hmm. so, little backstory where she is the, her older sister, Commandar, was the first in the line of succession, but she was crippled by a childhood illness that robbed her of her natural ability to convert ultraviolet light into flight energy. Need to give you that for this. So you have Korlandar, which is Starfire,
mm-hmm.
Endured 6 years of torture and sexual abuse until she and her older sister were released from experimentation by the Pisons. The Pisons were a largely sadistic scientist who performed a deadly experiment on both of the sisters to see just how the energy of their bodies absorbed before exploding from Overlord. So here, I'm tying this together. Not saying this is the story, but play with me here. This might be why we see what we see right now.
Okay.
Who's the main villain that they've said is going to be the main villain?
Trigon.
Of this? Is Trigon going to be there right from episode one?
I don't think they said he was.
No, he's not.
No.
In order to do the ritual, who do we need? We need Brother Blood.
Yeah.
We need that whole cult. Here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to kind of, they're not going to have, and the Pisons, the P-S-I-O-N-S, in it, but I feel like maybe Brother Blood plays that role where Starfire's here on Earth. Oh, wait, we look at her powers. Let's kidnap her, see if we can use this to our advantage when we summon or to summon. So maybe this is playing into the whole side of the story where she endured the torture, sexual abuse. What would be sexual abuse? Being a prostitute.
Could be.
Maybe she's forced into that life in some way. Maybe that's them referencing that in some way. Not saying that I'm defending what she looks like, but that could be where they are in the story.
Well, I hope that's the case then, as bad as that sounds. Mm-hmm. But that's just
for the story.
For the story.
Yeah.
But because I hope, like, somewhere within the first few episodes, mm-hmm. they switch her back to looking more like Starfire and less like a hooker. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan at all of this costume. Like I said, Beast Boy mm-hmm. and Raven are liberties that I'm like, those are great. That's fine. Make them look more real world. This is not one of those places where it's like the liberties have gone a little too far.
And the part of this, and this is the last thing I kind of wanted to hit on with this one. Notice how when we talked about Starfire,
mm-hmm.
what's the one thing about Starfire that both you and I'm not saying this to be like, oh, we're holier than thou for this.
Yeah.
But what's the one thing you and I do not have a problem with when it comes to Starfire? What do you think I'm hitting at here?
The actress who's playing it?
The actress. What race is the actress, Johnny?
She's African-American.
She's African-American.
Got nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing. And that's the one thing where the thing that is most I kind of want to use the word deplorable.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible is the thing that, so she's come out defending herself, but the reason why she's had to is, like it says here in the article I'm reading, however, the actress most importantly addressed referring to the disturbing comments she received regarding the color of her skin. And her comment was, she had a whole Instagram post with it as well. She goes, racist, derogatory, and or crude comments have nothing to do with the person on the receiving end of that abuse. And because I know this, I'm unfazed. Smiley face. But for anyone out there who may not, I am here to remind you that whatever ugly, negative thing anyone ever chooses to say about you is always a reflection and a revelation on themselves. It does not define you, and it certainly does not make you any less perfect than you are. Be you, stay beautiful. That's the thing. Like, that's the problem that I have when it comes to this.
I agree.
Is, like, let's be completely honest. Like, there are some other roles, like anywhere else, where you get the whole maybe the gender bend or the race bend, where there always will be those people. This character was like the whole Danny Rand thing.
Oh,
this character was Asian, or this had Asian in the comics. Why is he being portrayed by a white person? Or like, this guy was a white guy in the comics. Why are we making him black in this movie? Like, there are always things like that. There will always be people that maybe have that thought, because what their reference point to it, whether it be the comic, whether it be the cartoon, was a different, like, it was different. And we always link to, the way I think is, when we're children, we have a different mind. Our minds are still growing and developing to where we latch on
to something like
that time.
To the reference point.
Well, to that reference point, because it was just a simpler time for us.
Yeah. That, and it's like, it's what we're used to. It's what we're, what we're connected to.
And by having that, by seeing that, it brings us back to, like, maybe it, by seeing it exactly how you remember it, brings you back to that time.
Well, here's a good example of what you and I, for you and I, of that, in a sense, is I don't remember if you saw it, but I know I didn't see all of it. I just watched a lot of clips on YouTube and stuff. Yeah. The Fanforestick.
I've never watched a second of Fanforestick.
What was the gripe you and I had about it? Not about switching race of a character. It was that, like, why not just switch all of the Storm family to that then?
Oh, the whole
Johnny Storm
and him and Susan were different races.
Yeah, just because they're adopted. It's like, I'm more of a, you know what? They were an actual family. They were brother and sister.
The thing that I heard that people didn't like was that we can't figure out how to make the thing actually like
look good. We still have yet to do that. Yeah, we can make a really good Korg.
Yeah, well, Marvel.
Yeah,
that's why we got to get Fanforce.
Justin Marvel.
It's just Korg just becomes the thing. That's what it is. Korg just becomes the thing.
Sounds great to me.
I mean, he was great in Thor Ragnarok, but that's besides the point. But, I mean, that's what this. Waititi? That's why I feel like some people are latching onto that. I'm not going to throw any gripes. I'm not going to be mad at this. And I know some people might say, well, Ricky, you're a DC guy. Of course you're going to think like that. You want to think the best for your product until we actually see this.
I just, like I said, that's the one costume that I'm like, against right now. I understand as an artist taking your liberties, but I don't like it. And I'll wait till I see what the storyline is, but right now you do not have my favor on what you do with Starfire.
And that's the one thing that I haven't heard. Maybe there are people that say that, but that's the one thing I haven't even heard anyone say, is the storyline of her and her sister in the comics being torture or years of torture and sexual abuse. Maybe that's what we're looking at here.
Yeah,
we don't know what the story of.
Oh no, I agree with you.
Titans
and
is
I'll
right
wait
now.
To see what the story is. But right now, they don't have my favor in that costuming decision.
Well, if this is the costume of her throughout the entire thing, I will be right on board with you.
Yeah,
but I want to see where they're going.
Oh no, I agree
with the story. Any final things you want to mention about the Titans series or in general?
No, I still am excited to go see it. Like I said, I like the real world twist now that I looked more and more at it of Raven and Beast Boy. You already know my feelings about Starfire, so we'll wait and see what the storyline is.
So now we've seen, just to recap, we've seen these three: Raven, Beast Boy, Starfire. We've seen what Robin's going to look like in the costume,
yeah,
which is very traditional Robin. There was nothing really to complain in my mind
about really.
Robin. And we've, I think we've seen concept art on the Hawk and Dove
We've seen concept costumes. Art.
I know we've seen Alan Richton, Thad Castle from Blue Mountain State, who's going to be playing Hawk in that one.
Yeah.
We've seen him kind of tweet and put videos out about that. My favorite one is him running like in Montreal through the snow.
Yeah.
And it was very cold, so it was hard for him to breathe midway through his run. So that was a little funny to see him go through that. But this is where I want you guys to come in. Let us know what you think down below in the comment section. What do you think about Beast Boy, Raven, Starfire? Let us know everything. What do you guys think? What do you like? What do you dislike? Let us know in those comments. But Johnny, let's move on into our final topic, going back into the Marvel sphere of things. And the reason why we're doing which is Elizabeth Olsen said this week that she would love a Scarlet Witch House of M movie. The exact quote when speaking to Metro UK during a fan event in London for Infinity War, she said, "I would love to do a standalone, and I would love it to be House of M, which is a comic book series of the Vision and Scarlet Witch having a make-believe family. Then they, Vision and her family, have to tell that she are... Let me see if I'm reading this quote right. Then they have to tell her that she was make-believing the entire time, and she has a very traumatic experience and screams and kills all the mutants. But that's an X-Men story, so we'd have to adjust the ending." Or will we, Johnny? Because you know what else they announced?
Hmm.
And they've reported this week? The Disney-Fox deal could be done by the end of summer 2019.
Woo!
That means we could be done with it by the end of summer. We can get the House of M storyline because Disney will have the X-Men.
Yes. And which would be awesome because you know what? It would pull a lot of the characters into it that we need.
Yes.
And not to mention...
We could just pull Vision and Scarlet Witch into the X-Men universe, though.
In a sense, yeah. I mean, as well as a few others if we wanted to.
I would keep the X-Men universe separate from the MCU and just have them, like, cross over every once in a while.
Temporarily until you can finally, like, converge them. What would be interesting, though, is have... Because now we have Scarlet Witch and Vision, you're not going to want to mess with the continuity of the MCU.
Well, that's gonna all be done by the time.
Yes and no, but hear me out. Because I mean, we already have stuff set with. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with Infinity Wars.
Well,
but as of now,
I look at it is Avengers 4 ends before the end of summer 19, so it's that whole thing ends. It's cosmic universe now, and then the X-Men can come into it.
Yes, but what I'm trying to say with that is you're going to have some parameter set with Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
So now you're going to have to figure out how you're going to introduce that, oh, hey, I'm actually your father, Magneto. And then how, because what I was reading about.
Remember, they're miracles.
Yes. Because we can't use mutants yet. Not till the end of, not till summer 2019.
One thing I didn't think about until now, what if in Avengers 4, when they use the Eye of Agamotto to like go back in time and stuff, will they change it and bring back Quicksilver?
Possibly. Maybe.
You know what? We shouldn't have killed you off. Here, you're back. We got greater plans
for
you.
Here's the thing.
We got greater plans for you in the X-Men universe now.
Yeah. Well, my thought then for... Anyways, let's keep going.
Yeah.
My thought would be that you have to, A, figure out how you're going to... Like introduce, oh, Magneto's actually your father. And then what comes to in the House of M is that... Xavier's suppressing her powers because she's mentally ill and like has the ability to warp reality, which, hey, we kind of have that already in a sense. But the other part is
how she was able to give Tony those like those
visions and stuff like that. She can mess with people's minds. She can actually, as we saw with the little block when they were the miracles, she just went, bam, it's gone.
Yeah.
She can warp reality. Like that block was just smash, gone. So, I mean, My thought would be, if she, where's the mental illness thing come in? Does she just get manipulated by her new father? Maybe don't bring Quicksilver back in those other ones. And then it's like, hey, you can bring your brother back.
Yeah.
That type of thought is like, if you do what I wish, you can also bring your brother back. That might be the thing that sets her off of like,
I got to get him back.
I want my brother back.
The thing that would be interesting, though, and I don't mean to take this.
Especially if Vision dies, too.
Well, the whole thing.
Because there's a relationship starting.
The whole thing with Vision.
Yeah.
And we don't know. We're going to have to watch Avengers 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Is it looks like Shuri is trying to find technology to keep him alive without the Mind Stone.
Yeah.
It looks like, and let's be honest, if anyone can come up with it, I'm sorry, Tony, but Shuri can.
Yeah.
Which, Shuri is mad. She's, as they would say in Boston, she's wicked smart. She's wicked smart. She's
wicked smart.
Yeah, she's wicked smart. But I mean, for me, I would love to see that storyline in the X-Men side of it.
Real quick, hashtag Shuri equals Ironheart.
Yeah, Ironheart. But the thing I would love to see on the X-Men side, barring that deal gets done end of summer 2019, I would love to see House of M because how, like, yeah, I get it. It's the X-Men thing,
yeah.
But I can only do the, all humans are racist against mutants. We don't trust mutants
so many
for
times.
So long. We're, let's flip the tables. Mutants are now running the world and let's see that.
Humans are being oppressed now.
Basically. Yeah. Because I mean, the whole thing, like, we were talking, I can't remember if this was on the podcast, off the podcast, but like with House of M, yeah, Wolverine is then in S.H.I.E.L.D., but he knows it's all a lie. The whole reality is switched to where Magneto is, if correct me if I'm wrong, the most powerful, and he is, everyone sees his mindset now of like the mutants are the more dominant, and it's the regular Homo sapiens that are inferior to the mutants, and that gets the whole, they're now the minority in this whole situation. I want to see that. I want to see that kind of a
Steve
world.
Rogers is an actual veteran.
Dive me into that universe with, I know at that time, Vision and Wanda are together at that point. But it could be, like she says, standalone movie. It's, if we're going to do a House of M movie, it's like Scarlet Witch Civil War. That's what it's like.
Yeah, that's what I would
because
think.
Because you've got to have all these characters in it.
Like,
even
you don't
if
have to have everyone, but like a decent amount. Like
And let's be honest, if we called it Scarlet Witch House of M, I think they'd just call it House of M because I don't think Scarlet Witch is a big enough name to draw people in.
No, but yeah, just call it House of M.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you can make her one of the main, like, partly the main part, but
yeah.
I mean, I think it would be awesome to have that. And then you could show every, like, a little hints in there. Like, Steve Rogers, you could have him have, like, bring him back just as the veteran thing to just, like, show, like, as a, like, almost like a montage-ish thing of, like, warping through of, like, all the changes in reality.
But, Johnny, that would add movies to Chris Evans. And I don't know.
I didn't say it had to be Chris Evans.
I don't know if he wants to play Captain America
No. We said as a, Steve Rogers as an aged veteran. So
you're bringing in someone else because he's not aged enough.
All you have to do is bring in an old person that looks like he's looks like an aged World War II veteran.
Yeah.
That's it.
So he's not playing a big part is what you're saying.
No, we don't have to have him play a big part, especially since his contract's up.
True.
That's a way to get around that.
Yeah, it's a way to get around that indeed. But like, this is one that interests me because I didn't even think about it when we're talking X-Men and everything.
Yeah.
Because the other thing, and I'm going to shoehorn this into this topic, there was an interview recently with the Russo brothers where they were asking them, like, oh, what's next? And it was with a French news outlet.
Yeah.
And like, oh, what's next? And they're like, oh, I don't know, like, blah, 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 blah. And one of the Russo brothers dropped Secret War.
Ooh.
And all the other brother did was smile. Like
the Thanos smile. That's all I'm thinking about.
Is that like, because here's another thing with Marvel. They've got a plan.
They
know what they're doing. They've got what? They said the next 20 movies mapped out?
Probably.
Like,
I believe that.
They know what they're going to do with their whole now cosmic thing, with the cosmic universe and everything.
Secret Wars would be part of that.
Like, we read Infinity Gauntlet for Patreon. Well, it's going to be on Patreon this Friday. Next Friday, the season will debut. You were on it for a graphic conversation. We read Infinity Gauntlet. In that comic, you get to see all the cosmic entities, love and hate, Eternity, Living Tribunal, The Watcher, Galactus is in it. Where maybe that's where they are going now, where it's like, hey, we gave you the hero side. Now we want to dive into that celestial thing that we kind of teased with Starfire, With Peter Quill, Star-Lord is what I was thinking of. We just talked Teen Titans. I had Starfire on the mind.
I'm thinking Starfire.
Why'd you bring up Starfire on the mind, and I had to eventually, in my mind, work it around to Star-Lord is what I was thinking of with Ego the Living Planet.
Yeah.
With that whole thing, because that was the first real celestial, if I'm not mistaken, that we've seen in the MCU.
Yeah, I think he's considered a celestial. He's not in that grouping.
Well, they said celestial in the movie.
They did. I'm just saying he's not in that grouping of the ones from the Infinity Gauntlet.
But he's the first like celestial we've type seen. That we've
well,
seen.
Yes and no. I think we had, I forgot what their names were, but we had two of them.
Seen the Watchers.
We've seen the Watcher. We had them referenced In Guardians of the Galaxy, when they start talking about this, the Infinity Gem, the Power One.
I'm not saying reference. I'm saying like
I say they showed a picture of them.
Okay, I'm saying actual main character of a movie.
Yeah, no, they never had the main characters. We also had a reference to the Living Tribunal.
True.
I don't know if you remember from Doctor Strange.
I do.
Okay.
I do remember that. Because that
the staff of the Living Tribunal.
Yeah, that sparked everything could he be in this universe, but
yeah.
Getting back to House of M, think it would be interesting just because of the fact of, like I said, X-Men, I want to see that side of it where the mutants are on top.
I do too. It'd be something different to finally see.
Maybe it's a storyline where Wanda changes this reality, maybe to get her brother back or something. Magneto kind of plays her.
Yeah, exactly.
Because after learning, like, I'm your father, he's able then to prey off of her,
emotions.
Oh, no, I should, her emotions, that's a simpler way of putting it, to where she changes reality to try to get her brother back. Magneto then is king of the world, basically. That's the little title I'm using, but roll with it.
Yeah, I got you.
Mutants are on top, and then it's up to Wolverine to get the Avengers and stuff together to change everything, because he's the only one that knows this is
the only thing that makes it a slight issue. You're going to have to find someone else.
Not just get everyone together, convince everyone to change
that this
reality.
Isn't real.
Because like you said, Cyclops with Emma Frost, like why would he want to leave now?
Spider-Man is now married to Gwen Stacy. Mm-hmm. In this one, he'll be, hey, I'm a normal high school student, Gwen Stacy's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
If we go with the same universe that's going on.
Yeah.
Steve Rogers is an aged veteran, so he's kind of just out, plus the contract will be up. Yeah. So that's what, like I said, that's where you get around with that. Doctor Strange is a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has to convince everyone that, hey, we need to work on this.
And his hands actually work with
other people. Or maybe that's after the car accident.
Yeah.
He switches over to psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't be a surgeon anymore.
Maybe.
That could be where that one goes. But the interesting part, too, will be who you switch out with Luke Cage. Because Luke Cage
is in the TV, and they've said they're not
They're not crossing that over.
What was Luke
like
Cage's
that.
In this?
He is the lead of the Human Resistance Movement.
Okay.
Unless you make Hawkeye, Clint Barton, leader, because he's part of that group, too.
Okay.
Which was weird for Wolverine, because in that universe, he's dead. The real universe that Wanda didn't switch.
Yeah. Is Hawkeye's dead?
Yeah. And then it goes like, well, Clint Barton is alive in this one. Maybe he's the leader of that resistance group.
I'm trying to think. Who in the MCU right now? Hawkeye is an interesting one because like we talked about earlier, that story.
Yeah.
We don't really know about it. But who could fit that role? Like, who could be the head of the human resistance that's in the MCU?
That's who I'm trying to think right now. Because the one I point right now sticks out to me is Hawkeye. Widow could be part of it. That could work out.
Because it ain't going to be Hulk.
No, definitely not. Even though I think She-Hulk and Red Hulk are part of the Resistance group. No, she's part of, Wolverine, Human Resistance, Awaken Many Heroes to Truth, including Cyclops, Spider-Man, Shadowcat, Doctor Strange, Iron Man, She-Hulk, Daredevil, Rogue, Mystique, Nightcrawler, Toad, and Spider-Woman. Hawkeye becomes distraught and the group comes back.
Could be Hawkeye.
I would think Hawkeye's the best choice in the MCU that we have right now.
I'm trying to think of someone from like the Avengers, like Thor. It's not going to be Thor.
No.
He's not a human.
He's probably going to be. They're probably going to have him sent back to Asgard if nothing else.
Yeah.
She changes not just the Earth, everything. So it's like, Thor has no reason to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Give him no reason to be on Earth.
Yeah.
Because as of now, the speculation we have is,
could it be someone from the X-Men? Nah, it's the human resistance. It's not the...
I would think you'd have a human and then X-Men people possibly helping out. It's like, no, this isn't right. Like, not X-Men, but mutants helping out saying, this isn't right how humans are being treated. Those type of...
Because, obviously, I was thinking, Fantastic Four aren't human. They're more mutant side of it.
Well, they're not mutants. It could be, though.
Could it be a Reed Richards as the leader of the human resistance?
Or even Ben. I think Ben would be the one to take
the thing.
The thing, yeah. Without because maybe they never went up there and got the cosmic radiation to change them. And then that would make Ben Grimm, I think is his last name.
Yeah, Ben Grimm.
Like maybe resistance in like Mr. Fantastic's more the computer side of everything.
Yeah, or the easy op, and this is all contracts, is, yeah, Captain America's a veteran, but he's also the leader of the human resistance.
Yeah, it could be that. But, I mean, when I think veteran, it's like...
I'm retired, I ain't doing shit.
Well, I'm like in my 80s.
Yeah, and I can't do this anymore kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I can't be running around all willy-nilly with a shield on my back.
80s, 90s. Well, I'm not even saying...
They gave me a super serum, an anti-aging serum.
Maybe he's
serum.
Not even Captain America anymore, then.
Maybe he's a nomad. Maybe he's a nomad.
Maybe he doesn't even have super soldier serum.
Maybe. But like I said, they only gave me the super soldier serum, not the super aging
true.
Serum. Not the de-aging serum.
True, so that's true. They know,
doesn't make you not age and not get older.
Just can't get drunk.
Yeah, you just can't get drunk because it doesn't get you drunk. The other thing that would be interesting for this is, because in brief things that I've read on House of M a little bit more,
yeah,
is the beginning of one of the storylines has her being Scarlet Witch giving birth.
Ooh.
That would be interesting, too. Her giving birth to Vision's kids and them actually having a family together. Because it looks like from what we've seen so far with the Avengers Infinity War – that they're living together and kind of being that couple.
Yeah, they're in a relationship, it seems like.
But this would be them actually having kids, since it's a Vision and Scarlet Witch storyline.
Yeah.
That would be another interesting thing to this, would them having kids, what their kids become, the whole Magneto, I am your father, Luke Skywalker situation.
He's got the helmet.
We could rule the world together. One question that I would ask, and this is off the topic of the other side, is actually I'm looking here. So I don't know if you already read this, but Doctor Strange, it says Doctor Strange and Iron Man are in the
help. They join the group that like Wolverine puts together.
That's right. It says Wolverine and the Human Resistance awaken many heroes to the truth.
Yeah, like they think Iron Man and Doctor Strange go looking for Professor X while the rest of them are going.
What if Spider-Man's is the lead of the Human Resistance?
Could be that too.
Would that work though? That's why I'm giving you that look.
Like, I'm thinking how that would work. I'm gonna put my money on Hawkeye.
No, but wait, think about this. What if they let Spider-Man be the lead of the Human Resistance in the MCU? Since we don't, Homecoming. We're gonna see what happens in Homecoming 2. Because the reason is right now we don't have a Gwen Stacy.
No, we don't.
But. There was, remember the, I don't remember if we talked this as an actual topic or just shoehorned it into a Spider-Man topic. There were actress either role femme details, fatale. The femme fatale thing, where people were like, oh, is that going to be Gwen Stacy? So we could maybe get her in Homecoming 2, which maybe. Would be, let's be honest, that would be before this, because we couldn't get this until... the Fox Disney deal is done.
We wouldn't get it till at least 2020, 2021.
Well, I'm looking at Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming 2 really. Yeah. So Spider-Man Homecoming 2 is set for July of 2019. So we would get that, then the deal would be done.
Okay.
At the end of the summer. So we would just get Spider-Man 2 before that deal is done. And then basically we're not getting it for X amount of years because it's like, oh, the deal's done. Now we can go into planning on it. We got to plan it. We got to get everyone together. We got to get writers. We got to get a director. We got to write the damn thing. We got to put it together. Then we got to start filming.
You know, if you ask me, Disney's probably got a plan A, plan B. Plan A is we get this. We have all these movies planned out with the X-Men
interesting thing you just brought up.
And then B is like, you know what? If the deal falls through for some stupid reason,
now this
we got all these movies still planned out.
This might be unethical, but I'm going to ask you this.
You're unethical.
Do you think, not any of the movies that they have already, so like not Spider-Man, not any Guardians of the Galaxy, anything like that, but you think Disney has told Kevin Feige, hey, if you want to, looks like this thing's going to be done 2019. Mm-hmm. If there are some X-Men storylines that you want to tell, like maybe this House of M thing, you want to start kicking the gears around it, hush, hush, in closed doors, go ahead just so you can have it planned. So when this deal does go through, we could streamline it and get it right through.
My thing would be they'd probably go, yeah, you know what? Do that, but make plans to make it work if in case we don't, who can you
plug into that?
Who can you plug in, or how can you make this happen still? Have it, like I said, have a plan A, have a plan B. Because
you don't want to waste anyone's time.
Exactly. Here. It's like, do it hush-hush. Mm-hmm. But have a plan A, have a plan B.
Is that unethical to do that before the deal is done?
Why would you do that? Why wouldn't? You got, like, it's almost seems like it's guaranteed.
Is that counting your chickens before they hatch, though?
Well, then not if you have a plan A and a plan B.
No, but I'm saying, like, just the fact, forget the plan B. I know that's stupid to say that. Forget the plan B. Wouldn't that be counting your chickens before they hatch?
That would be yes if you didn't have the plan B.
Johnny's really into that plan B.
Well, you always have a plan B.
Yeah, we always have plan B. But any final thoughts on...
I would think the Batman fan would realize you always have a plan B.
Any final thoughts on the House of M
storyline? No, I'd be excited if they did that.
Do you think that we will see a House of M movie in the future?
I'm not seeing it predicted in the future just because, let's put it this way. Right now, Scarlet Witch is not a big enough name to run that off of.
But Elizabeth Olsen is...
Elizabeth Olsen kind of is, but I'm just
Olsen
saying...
Olsen family.
Yep. But I'm just saying, also, like... They still have yet to tie in both the universes. X-Men. They have that. I mean, that would be one that could start it.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. Yet we brought up again that could start this
that
kind
could
of stuff.
Tie everything together between tie the X-Men and the Avengers. But yeah, that's going to do it for the Rick and Johnny podcast this week. Want to thank you guys for watching and listening. A little housekeeping here at the end. Number one, if you love what we're doing, want to make sure we can continue doing what we do, and make sure to check out patreon.com/mostvaluablepodcast. Also, check out the store link in the description. That's where you get the MVP t-shirt. Not MVP.com, mostvaluablepodcast.com. That's where you catch MVP each and every day. And last but not least, go and check out Apple Podcast and iTunes. Find us on there. Give the Rick and Johnny podcast a 5-star rating. It would mean the world to us. Want to thank you guys for watching. Want to thank you guys for listening on podcast services around the world. And as always, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @MostValuablePod for more great podcasts.